This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, September 4th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A new farmland value survey in Illinois suggests equity is eroding. Kent Reed says they reported the first decrease in some time to the board of directors.
If you looked at overall average of our 22 benchmark, we're down about 4.5%. A farms were down on average about 8%. The B farms were down about 5%. And then the results in the southern part was mixed. We had some farms that went up, and then we had some farms that did show a little decline.
Reed says there are still more willing buyers than sellers in the marketplace.
The last year, the transactions were still down. So there still is a little more demand than there is supply. So that's a good thing. Our transactions are down this past year.
Reed says while land values are softer, machinery values are a different story.
Machinery's a very rough market right now. We presented to the board also when we presented the land values. And, overall, we're looking at this used machinery being down quite a bit more than the land values.
In Washington, Congress is less than a month away from seeing provisions in the 2018 Farm Bill expire again. Illinois Congressman Eric Sorensen says he's not sure you can call farm policy a farm bill with the cuts to nutrition.
Now, if you take something as valuable as nutrition out of the farm bill, is there going to be a bipartisan will to get it done? Even if you look at some of the provisions in the farm bill that we have just been kicking down the lane, I'm not sure that we should even call it a farm bill with SNAP gutted, because I'll tell you, in the 17th District of Illinois, there's 64,000 families that rely on SNAP.
Sorensen says there are ag provisions that need to be approved, and he's ready to get started.
Looking and understanding conservation, specialty crop, rural broadband, livestock, research, those are the things that we need to parse out of this, get them through in weeks, not months. It shouldn't take us months, because these are already built into the farm bill. These should just come out one by one in committee. Let's vote them through. Let's get them out to the House floor to be voted on. And then G.T. Thompson's got to find the funding. If he doesn't find the funding, then it's going to be another failure. But I'll tell you, I am optimistic.
Sorensen says Washington needs to get behind renewable fuel and increased demand for crops, lower transportation fuel costs for consumers.
We do need to broaden the horizon when we talk about renewable fuels. The SAF, tax credit was saved from the recon bill, right? But then disincentivized by lowering the price of a gallon to a dollar, right? We have to raise the tax credit back to $1.50 to incentivize production, increase demand, for ethanol. And I think those are solutions that hopefully are bipartisan. It's not just me saying it.
Sorensen says the global ag landscape has changed and the U.S. is on the outside looking in.
Brazil has now become the best friend of China. And this is in response to 2017, 2018. Who was president back then, right? Who didn't do the work of the farmer back then? Right. This didn't just happen in the past, 7-8 months. This has been happening over years, and our country has not done enough for our farmers. Our country has not done enough for agriculture. There are only so many different plays that we have. If this is chess, we do need to go to Europe. We need to make sure that we're exporting to India. We do need to make sure that we're exporting to Southeast Asia. We do need to make good with our trading partner in China, because we can see now they've done everything that they need to do in South America. China consumes more soy than all of the other countries combined. We need to mend these relationships when we can, because if we don't, we're going to have to figure out something else other than agriculture.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. A new farm bill will help farmers and ranchers meet the moment. Learn more at fb.org/farmbill. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Dowling.